This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. A Queens County man has been charged with several offenses after incidents over the holidays, including stealing a dump truck and impersonating a police officer. 43-year-old Christopher Allen McLeod of Liverpool was charged after incidents on Boxing Day and New Year's Day. RCMP say that on December 26, the man approached an RCMP officer outside the Cookeville RCMP detachment in Bridgewater and said he was an RCMP sergeant who had just been transferred from another province. The officer confirmed that the man was not a fellow officer and arrested him. Lunenburg District RCMP charged McLeod with impersonating a peace officer and breach of a recognizance. He appeared in Bridgewater Provincial Court on December 29th and was released on conditions. On January 1st, Queens District RCMP got a call about a stolen dump truck from a garage on Devonshire Road in West Caledonia. While officers were on their way to the scene, they saw the vehicle on Highway 3 in Liverpool. They stopped the truck and safely arrested the driver, whom police identified as McLeod. They alleged that he entered the garage on December 31st and stayed overnight before taking the truck. Queens District RCMP have charged McLeod with break and enter with intent, theft of a motor vehicle, possession of property obtained by crime, and two counts of failing to comply with an order. He appeared in Bridgewater Provincial Court on those charges on January 2nd and was taken into custody. He appeared again on January 7th and was ordered back to jail until his next appearance on February 4th. RCMP spokeswoman Corporal Carly McCann asked people to contact police or Crime Stoppers if they have any other information about either incident.
At this point, I don't anticipate there being further charges related to either of these two files, but we will continue to investigate if new information is learned.
McLeod is listed in Nova Scotia property records as the co-owner of 27 West Berlin Wharf Road in West Berlin. A house, truck, and several outbuildings were destroyed in a fire there on December 22nd. RCMP said at the time that one man was arrested at the scene but later released. They have not said what caused the blaze, but said they had reports of fireworks before it began. RCMP say that anybody worried about the identity of a police officer should ask the officer for identification or contact their local detachment's non-emergency line.
Nova Scotia RCMP regularly reinforces with all of our officers the importance of self-identification. If you are in a situation where you suspect that someone might be using or planning to use real or replica police equipment, or if you're in a situation where something is concerning or seems off, please don't hesitate to call local police, or if you believe you may be in immediate danger, call 911. In a situation like a traffic stop, you can ask to see an officer's badge and ID card, and that will have their regimental number and the ID card will have a photo. We always want Nova Scotians to be aware of suspicious behavior and don't hesitate to reach out to police to report it.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.